Wonderful worship.
Tusen takk for den fantastiske lovsangen.
I hope everyone is comfortably seated.
Håper alle sitter godt.
Good.
Bra.
In this place we make some noise.
På denne plassen så liker vi å lage litt lyd.
So when we are here preaching, sometimes it's not only us preaching.
Så når vi noen ganger preker her oppe fra, så det ikke bare vi som preker.
It is all of us that are preaching.
Det oss alle sammen som preker.
So let us not be too quiet.
Så la oss ikke bare være for stille.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Så bra.
I know that a good number of us know me from a very long time here.
Mange av oss kjenner hverandre fra lang tid tilbake.
There may be one or two person that maybe not know me as such.
Det kanskje et par stykker som ikke vet hvem jeg
So my name is Julius, as you may have seen.
Du, mitt navn altså Tormod, som du kanskje, nei. Julius, som du kanskje har fått med deg.
Yeah. I am a citizen of everywhere. I'm a citizen of the world.
Jeg en beboer av overalt. Jeg en verdensbeboer.
But I was born and raised up in Nigeria as part of where I as my origin.
Men jeg ble født og vokst opp I Nigeria. Det en del av min bakgrunn.
So I came here several years ago as a student.
Så jeg kom for noen år tilbake som en student.
And the very week I came to Norway.
Og da jeg kom til Norge.
That same week I was here worshiping God.
Det var da koblet jeg med dette stedet for å prise Herren.
And it's not something I take for granted.
Og det ikke noe jeg tar for gitt.
Because I have built so many families from here.
For jeg har jeg
I have built so many families
from
here.
Jeg har bygget så mange familieforhold her.
So in the school behind here, that's where my children attend school.
Så på skolen bak her, der går barna mine på skole.
So here is home for me.
Så her hjemme for meg.
It's not just home on Sundays.
Det ikke bare hjemme på søndager.
But I'm privileged. I come in here any day, any time.
Men jeg privilegert som får komme her hvilken dag som helst. Når som helst.
So one of my best spots in this whole building is somewhere one small room downstairs.
En av mine beste favorittsteder I dette hele bygget et lite rom nede.
That is called the prayer room.
Det kalt for bønnehuset.
That's one place I love to be any time of the day or night whenever I feel like.
Det et sted hvor jeg elsker å være når som helst, hvilken dag som helst.
So it's been a home.
Så det har vært et hjem.
And it will always be a home.
Og det vil alltid være et hjem.
Yeah. So while I came here as a student.
Så da jeg kom her som student.
And of course after school you start working.
Og så begynte jeg etter hvert å arbeide.
So currently I work in the oil business, right?
Og jeg arbeider I oljeindustrien.
But you know the main reason why I'm here.
Men hovedhensikten med at jeg her.
I am a missionary.
Så jeg en misjonær.
That's actually the basics.
Det selve grunnlaget.
So as I always say,
så jeg vil si,
the same thing with most of us that move from different countries.
At sammen med de fleste av oss som kommer fra forskjellige land.
I say that I am a missionary paid by the oil companies.
Så jeg pleier å kalle meg selv for en misjonær betalt av oljeindustrien.
What a blessing.
Hvilken velsignelse.
It's fantastic.
Det fantastisk.
And in this place that I go 9 to 5 every day.
Og på dette stedet som jeg altså ni til fem hver dag.
So sometime at the beginning of this year.
I begynnelsen av dette året.
So they want me to move to a different location, right?
Så ville de at jeg skulle flytte til en annen lokasjon.
Basically, I got moved up. I had more responsibility.
Jeg vil bli flyttet til et sted hvor jeg får mer ansvar.
And then the idea is you need to move to it comes once in a while and each time it comes I say no I'm not going to move.
Så den förespörsel har kommit sån inemellan varje gång jag har sagt nej det är aktuellt.
And recently that discussion was started again because I had a lot more responsibility to cover the whole of Europe.
Så nu har jag fått ett ansvar hvor jag ska täcka mycket av Europa.
Again I said no.
Och igen så sa jag nej.
But it discussion went on over and over.
Men diskussionen kom igen och igen.
But again the most important thing is that you have to pull back to that my small room down there.
Men och igen så måste jag liksom dra mig tillbaka och gå ner på det lilla rummet här nere.
And with the brothers that we know each other we pray together.
Och samma med bröder som jag ber samma med.
So at a point came the peace.
Så kom vi till ett punkt och med några nycklar.
The peace of mind.
En fred I sinne.
And then I said okay I'm going to move.
Så blev jag enig om att ja okej okay, jag flyttar.
So I'm not going too far.
Så jeg skal ikke flytte så langt.
It's just one hour across the North Sea.
Bare en time over Nordsjøen.
So from summertime next year.
Fra sommeren neste år.
So I will likely move over to Aberdeen.
Så skal vi flytte til Aberdeen.
So I will move together with the family.
Så vi flytter dit med familien.
But it's for a short while.
Men det for en kort tid.
I don't know how long.
Jeg vet ikke hvor lenge.
But only God knows.
Men Gud vet.
You know, in this place.
På dette stedet.
One of our missions and goals in this church.
En av våre hensikter I denne kirken.
Is what we call mission Europe.
Er det som vi kaller for mission Europa.
Maybe I'm on a mission to Europe.
Så kanskje jeg på en missionsoppdrag for Europa.
As part of fulfillment of our goal and what the vision God gave us.
Som en del av denne visjonen som denne kirken står I.
So I feel that as a family, it's good that I let some of us know, so that if you don't see me every day in the next couple of months.
Så det årsaken til at hvis ikke du ser meg så regelmässig de nästa månaderna.
You will know that I'm just one hour away.
Så vet du att jag bara en timme undan.
Yeah, but we're not going away permanently.
Men vi ska inte flytta nästa vecka.
This place is still our home.
Det här är vårt hem.
So just like Jesus Christ said.
Akkurat som Jesus Kristus sa.
He said, "A little while you see me."
Han sa en liten stund ser du mig.
A little while you may not see me.
Och en liten stund ser du mig inte.
So that is how it's going to be.
Och det är sånt som det kommer till att vara.
That can be fantastic, right?
Men det kommer att bli fantastiskt, inte sant?
As I said.
Som jag sa,
when that discussion was going on,
när denna diskussion var ganska ny,
and the only time I accepted to say yes,
så jag kände att jag skulle säga ja,
was when the peace of mind came.
Var när freden kom, då var jag klar.
And today we're going to talk about something else.
Och nu ska vi snacka om något annat.
We're going to talk about that peace.
Vi ska snacka om denna freden.
It's not about me now.
Inte om mig nu.
It's not about moving to Aberdeen.
Inte om att flytta till Aberdeen.
It's about the peace of God.
Men fred som kommer från Gud.
So that is what we're going to talk about briefly
det
here now.
Ska vi snacka nå lite om.
There's something we have not done for a very long time.
Det något vi inte har gjort på väldigt lång tid.
We have not done our Bible confession here in a while.
Vi har inte gjort vår bibelbekännelse på en stund.
I believe all of us have our Bible.
Vi har väl alla sammen med en bibel.
This is the foundation. This is the foundation.
Det här är ju grundlaget.
It is Bible's base.
Det är bibelbaserat.
It is Jesus-centered.
Det är Jesus-centrerat.
It is man-focused.
Det är mänskligt. Fokusert.
I don't mean only men, like masculine men. I mean human being.
Jag menar det, alltså människa.
So it is both men and women, all of us focused.
Vi är alla I Herrens fokus.
So whether you have your Bible in the, like this one,
så har du en bibel I denna detta format,
your phone, your iPad, whatever,
eller på telefon eller iPad.
Let's take that Bible confession one more time.
Så låt oss ta denna bibelbekännelsen en gång till.
Tormod, kan du leda?
Tormod, du gör det, och du gentar det till mig. Detta är min bibel.
Det är min bibel.
Jag är vad Guds ord säger att jag är.
Ja.
Jag har vad Guds ord säger att jag har.
Ja, vad Guds ord att jag har.
Och jag kan göra vad Guds ord säger jag kan göra.
Och jag kan göra vad Guds ord att jag har.
I Jesu namn, amen.
It is always good to confess it.
Det är alltid gott att bekänna det.
Because through our mouth we confess.
För genom vår muns bekännelse.
And through our heart we believe in it.
Och vår hjärta tror vi.
So let us open that Bible.
Så nu öppnar vi Bibeln.
Open to the book of Philippians.
I Filipper brevet.
We're going to be talking about peace of God.
Och vi ska snacka om Guds fred.
Let's just read only chapter 4.
Låt oss läsa ifrån kapitel 4.
Two more, can you read just verse 4, verse 6 and 7?
Filipperbrevet 4, vers 6 og 7. Vær ikke bekymret for noe, men legg alt dere har på hjertet framfor Gud. Be og kall på ham med takk. Og Guds fred, som overgår all forstand, skal bevare deres hjerter og tanker I Kristus Jesus.
Peace of God.
Guds fred.
You see, all of us in this whole world, we all want peace.
Vi alla människor önskar fred.
There's nobody in the world that does not want peace.
Det är inte någon människa som inte önskar det.
Whether you're young or you're old,
enten du är ung eller gammal,
whether you're rich or you're poor,
om du är rik eller fattig,
whether you believe or you don't believe,
om du tror eller inte,
every one of us want peace.
Alla önskar fred.
And this peace can be in different forms.
Och freden kan vara I olika former.
Some may see it as peace in the world.
Nu vi kan se på det som fred I världen.
Where there is no conflict between nations to nations.
Hvor det ikke konflikt mellan nationerna.
Some may see it as personal peace.
Nu måste se på det som personlig fred.
Maybe peace in our homes, in our families.
Och ha fred I hemmen och I familjerna.
Some may see peace as where there is life.
Och någon vill se att det är fred där hvor det är liv.
Where there is bounty.
Där hvor det är överflöd.
Where there is flourishing.
Där hvor det blomstrer.
Where there is fruitfulness.
Där hvor det är fruktbarhet.
Some may see it as peace in the heart.
Så man kan se det som fred också I hjärtat.
So it's all about different kind of peace.
Så det är olika typer av fred.
Others think that peace is just where there is no conflict.
Det är ett sted hvor det är fravær av konflikt.
Which is very good.
Som är väldigt bra.
But from generations.
Men över generationerna.
There has always been conflict.
Så har det alltid varit konflikter.
So peace is not just about conflict.
Så fred handlar inte bara om frånvaro av konflikt.
It's not just about where there is no fighting.
Det handlar inte bara om att det inte är någon stridigheter.
If you pass the graveyard.
Hvis du snakker på en gravplass.
There's no, it's very quiet.
Så det väldigt stille där.
But I don't know if that place is peaceful.
Men jag vet inte om det är fredfullt där.
So the peace could also be the way we see it, where there's fruitfulness.
Så man kan också se att där hvor det är blomstring är det fred.
When we have a lot.
Där hvor vi har mycket.
Maybe a lot of money.
Pengar.
Sometimes people think that way as well.
Man kan tänka att det också har med fred att göra.
But the truth is that.
Och men sanningen är.
With money.
Att pengar.
You can buy a house.
Så kan du köpa ett hus.
But you cannot buy a home.
Men du kan inte köpa ett hem.
With money.
Med pengar.
You can buy food.
Du kan köpa mat.
But you cannot buy appetite.
Men du kan inte köpa appetit.
With money.
Som pengar.
You can pay the best doctors in the world.
Så kan du köpa det flottaste ting I världen.
But that does not guarantee health. It does not guarantee good health.
Men det är ingen garanti för att du får ha det.
And with money you can buy the best bed in the world.
Med pengar kan du köpa den bästa sängen I världen.
But it doesn't mean that you can sleep.
Men det betyder inte att du får sövn.
You can pay for any kind of insurance.
Du kan få köpa dig all möjlig slags försäkring.
But safety is not guaranteed.
Men du har inte en garanti för trygghet.
So it's good to have quite a lot and be fruitful.
Så det är flott att ha mycket och vara fruktbar.
But that does not guarantee peace.
Men det garanterar inte fred.
And you know in this world.
Och I denna världen.
From generation to generation.
Från generation till generation.
People have tried to look for this peace in so many different ways.
Så har människor prövat att leta efter denna freden på olika måter.
Some people say that sometimes they just listen to music to have peace.
Några gånger så tänker de att de bara lyssnar till något för att ha fred.
Some people feel that one way to get peace is just to find an entertainment.
Och det att få fred det är bara att få avspåring genom underhållning.
Maybe when you pick your phone these days you find so many funny things you can be watching to if think that keep yourself at peace.
Och bara det att ta fram telefonen idag så kan du finna så mycket som gör att du kan tänka på något.
Those are all good.
Och allt är grejt.
Some people have also taken the wrong direction of looking for peace.
Men någon har också tagit fel väg när de ser efter fred.
Some have gone into medicine, into drugs.
Någon har gått in I medikamenter och narkotika.
Some choose alcoholism.
Någon väljer alkoholism.
Just to find peace.
Bara för att finna fred.
In fact, some people also choose yoga.
Och någon väljer yoga.
I learned that a lot of time people choose yoga and meditation just to find peace.
Och någon brukar yoga och meditation för att finna fred.
Which is not bad in itself.
Som inte dåligt I sig själv.
But one thing I have never seen.
Men något jag aldrig har sett.
Is someone who tried to practice yoga in the street of Lagos in Nigeria.
Är någon som prövar att praktisera yoga mitt på gata I Lagos?
Or maybe practice yoga in the street of Mumbai.
Eller pröva det mitt I gata I Mumbai.
So you understand what I'm talking about.
Du skjønner hva jeg mener.
So people are looking for peace in so many different ways.
Så folk snakker om fred på så mange måter. Søker.
Of course, you can find those temporary peace.
Og du kan finne midlertidig fred.
But that's not the peace we are talking about here today.
Det ikke den freden vi snakker om I dag.
It is the peace that is in the scripture.
Det den fred som vi finner I skriften.
It is the peace that comes from above.
Det den fred som kommer ovenifra.
It is the inner peace that cannot be described.
Det den indre freden som ikke kan beskrives.
In the Bible verse we read.
I Bibelen hvor vi leste.
It says the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Så står det om den fred som overgår all forstand.
It is the inner peace that you and I cannot even describe.
Det en indre fred som inte engang kan beskriva.
It comes from above.
Som kommer ovanifrån.
It comes only from the giver of peace.
Den kommer från han som ger fred.
You saw in the Bible text that Christine read.
I den bibeltexten som Christine läste.
In that Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
I Jesaja 9:6.
You see the last three words in that Isaiah 9:6.
Så var det sista orden där.
He called him the Prince of Peace.
Så kallades han fredsfyrsten.
He is the Prince of Peace.
Han är fredsfyrsten.
And that is the kind of peace we are talking about
here. Och det är freden vi snackar om.
So Jesus Christ, he said to his disciples.
Så Jesus säger till sina discipler.
He said, I have said this so many times to you.
Jag har sagt det här så många gånger till dere.
In me you will find peace.
I mig har dere fred.
In the world you will find tribulation.
I världen finner dere
tribulation.
Trängsler.
So that is the peace we are talking about this morning.
Så den freden vi snackar om imorgon denna morgonen.
And when you pick up your Bible,
så när du tar upp Bibeln,
from generation to revelation,
from
Genesis to Revelation,
från första Mosebok till Uppenbarelseboken,
you see so many times where God says,
så finner du så många gånger som Gud säger
to his people.
Han säger till sitt folk.
He said, do not be afraid.
Var icke rädda.
Do not worry.
Frykta icke.
Do not fear.
Var icke ängslig.
You're going to see that a whole lot.
You see det många gånger.
You see God telling that to Abraham.
Du ser att Gud säger det till Abraham.
God said that to Joshua and Moses.
Han säger det till Josua, till Moses.
God said that to all the most of the prophets.
Och han säger det till de flesta profeterna.
You see Jesus saying the same thing to his disciples.
Han säger det samma till sina disciple Jesus.
Do not worry.
Var icke bekymret.
Do not fear.
Var icke rädda.
Why is that?
Varför?
Because God knows that in this world,
för Gud vet att i den här världen,
there's going to be worries.
Så vill det vara bekymring.
We are still in a fallen world.
Vi är fortsatt i en världen.
God knows that there's going to be challenges. There are going to be difficulties.
Och Gud vet att det är utmaningar.
But he is saying,
men han säger,
in me,
i mig,
you will have peace.
Så vill du ha fred.
In me,
i mig,
the peace is always from me.
Så är freden alltid från mig.
There are two things that we need to point out quickly.
Det är två ting vi ska se på fort.
Number one.
Nummer en.
It's already there.
Det står allerede der.
Peace is a gift from God.
Fred er en gave fra Gud.
It is a gift.
Det er en gave.
It is not about what we have done.
Det er ikke av hva vi har
it
gjort.
It is not by what we can do.
Hva vi kan utrette.
It is purely a gift.
Men det er kun en gave.
If you read that Bible verse in John chapter 14.
Når vi leser dette i Johannes 14.
Jesus was telling to his disciples and all of us.
Så sier Jesus til sine disipler og til oss alle.
Say the peace I leave with you.
Den fred jag efterlater dere.
So what is Jesus trying to say here?
Vad prövar Jesus att säga här?
Jesus is saying basically.
Han säger grundläggande.
I come to you.
Jag kommer till dere.
With my bountiful gift.
Med min gave av överflöd.
With my gift of peace.
Med min gave av fred.
I come to the door of your heart.
Jag kommer till din dörr, till ditt hjärta.
I stand there and I'm knocking.
Jag står där och banker.
Now, if you should open the door of your heart.
Och hvis du öppnar hjärtedörren.
If you should release your worries.
Hvis du slipper tak i dina bekymmer.
If you should hand over your pain.
Hvis du ger över din smärta.
If you should hand over your difficulties.
Hvis du ger dina vanskeligheter.
There's going to be a divine exchange.
Så vill det vara en gudomlig byte.
I will take those worries away.
Så vill jag ta dessa bekymringar bort.
And I replace it with my peace.
Och så vill jag ersätta det med min fred.
That is what Jesus Christ is saying there.
Det är det Jesus säger här.
Are we ready to replace do that that's a replacement?
Är du klar för att göra det byte där?
It is called a divine exchange.
Det kallas för en gudomlig byte.
It is so fantastic to hear.
Det är så fantastiskt att höra det.
It is so wonderful to hear.
Det är så flott att höra det.
Release those things that troubles you.
Och kunna slippa fri de tingen som
bekymrar dig. No matter how difficult they are.
Uansett hur vanskligt
det är. The problem may not go away immediately.
Det vill inte gå bort kanske med en gång.
But you will have peace.
Men du vill ha fred.
That's a divine exchange.
Det är det gudomliga
bytet. That is so wonderful.
Det är fantastiskt.
That is so excellent.
Det är så enormt bra.
I think it's something good. It requires some level of amen.
Det vill det här syns jag krävs
because it is allowed. It is allowed to say amen here.
Amen för lov att säga amen.
It is not against the law to say hallelujah here.
Det är inte mot loven att säga halleluja här.
So that is wonderful.
Så det här är flott.
Because where Jesus reigns,
för där Jesus är herre,
peace rules.
Kommer fred.
Why not release that?
Varför inte förlösa det?
And let him take over and bring the peace.
Och
he take over and bring in the peace.
Ja, han tar över och så bringer han fred.
Another thing to keep in mind.
En annan ting som vi kan huska på.
Is that peace is God's will for all of us.
Det är att fred är Guds vilja för oss.
God want all of us to be at peace.
Han vill att vi ska få bli i fred.
So that is why in the Bible verse we read.
Så i det bibelverset som vi läste.
In that Philippians chapter 2.
I Filipperbrevet.
He said, "Do not worry. Do not worry."
Så säger han, bekymra dig inte.
Do not worry about anything.
Vær ikke bekymret for noe.
And Jesus Christ repeated it so many times to his disciples and to all of us.
Og Jesus sier jo det her mange ganger.
He said, do not worry about what to eat, what to drink.
Ikke bekymre dere for hva dere skal spise og drikke.
Do not worry about what to wear.
Ikke bekymre dere for hva dere skal ha på dere.
Look at the birds of the air.
Han sier, se på fuglene under himmelen.
Are we not better than the birds of the air?
Er vi ikke mer enn dem?
But our heavenly Father clothes them.
Men vår himmelske far forsørger dem.
It is a gift.
Det en gave.
It is God's will.
Det Guds vilje.
Open up our heart and accept it.
At vi åpner vårt hjerte og tar imot det.
Yesterday morning.
Denne morgenen.
I woke up and I told my 7 years old son.
Så sa jeg til min sønn på 7.
I said, have you made up your mind in what you want for Christmas gift?
Har du nå bestemt deg for hva du vil ønske deg til jul?
And he said, I need to think more.
Jeg tror jeg må tenke litt mer, sa han.
I said, okay, you can think.
Ja, du kan tenke.
But it's only 1 week before Christmas.
Men nå det bare en uke igjen til jul.
So I said, but by the way,
men forresten,
you already have the biggest gift present ever.
Du har ju fått den största presangen.
You already have the biggest gift ever.
Allerede har du den största presangen.
And that pulled his attention.
Och det fångat hans
uppmärksamhet. Because he was busy pressing his iPhone or whatever.
Oh, han sa ja, kanske det iPhone eller något.
And when I said you already have the biggest gift ever.
Och när jag sa att du har allerede den största gaven.
He said, huh?
Så sa han,
I said you already have Jesus Christ.
Du har allerede Jesus Kristus.
He is the biggest gift you can ever have.
Han den største gaven.
And then you could see the surprise on his face.
Og så fikk han det her uttrykket.
How can that be?
Hvordan kan det ha
seg? I said yes, you have Jesus Christ
ja,
already.
Du har Jesus allerede.
That's the biggest gift you can ever have.
Det den største gaven du kan ha.
7 years old cannot comprehend that.
Han 7 år og skjønner ikke helt
det. But I know that as adult we understand that.
Men som vokste så skjønner vi det.
That he is the biggest gift we can have.
Han den største gaven.
And how do we get that gift every day of our lives?
Och hvordan tar vi emot den gaven varje dag I livet vårt?
It's usually not too difficult.
Det är inte för vanskligt.
Just his presence.
Det är hans närvaro.
His presence.
Hans närvaro.
I want to bring you to a story.
Jag har lyst til å fortelle deg en historie.
Time will not permit us to read it.
Så vi, du läser det här.
In the book of Luke.
Men I Lukas.
Luke chapter 23.
23.
That was during the trial of Jesus Christ.
Det var en av det var Jesu lidelse.
It happened that Pilate.
Och Pontius Pilatus.
When they brought Jesus to Pilate.
När de tog han med sig till ham.
And when Pilate heard that Jesus is from Galilee.
Och Pilatus hörte att han var från Galilea.
Because Galilee does not belong to the jurisdiction of Pilate.
Så var inte Galilea en del av Pilatus sitt område.
And then he said to them.
Och han säger till dem.
Take him to Herod.
To Herod. Herodes istället.
Because Galilee belongs to Herod.
För Galilea tillhör Herodes.
And then he went to Herod.
Och så gick han till Herodes.
And they brought him back to Pilate.
Och men så tog han man med tillbaka till Pilatus.
But that is not the most important thing.
Men det viktigaste är inte det här.
Look at verse 12.
Men se på vers 12.
Now when Jesus was being interrogated by these two men.
Så när Jesus blev liksom kastet fram och tillbaka mellan dessa två männen.
Especially Herod.
Speciellt Herodes.
Jesus did not say a word.
Så sa ikke Jesus et ord.
He asked him all the questions.
Men han stilte bare spørsmål.
But Jesus said no word.
Men Jesus svarte ikke, sa ikke et ord.
But the Bible recorded.
Men Bibelen forteller.
In verse 12.
I vers 12.
That on that day.
At på den dagen.
Pilate and Herod.
Så ble Pilatus og Herodes.
They became friends.
De ble venner.
These were two sworn enemies.
De var to svorne fiender.
Time will not permit me to give you the history of what made them enemies.
Jeg skal ikke fortelle historien om hvorfor de
But
var
Jesus
fiender.
Jesus did not have to say a word.
Men Jesus trengte ikke å si et ord.
His presence alone was enough to make two warring enemies become friends.
Men hans nærvær var nok alene til at de ble venner.
His presence alone.
Hans nærvær.
So what is
alene.
The enemy that you have today?
Så hva du har I dag?
All of us have enemies.
Kanskje noen av oss har fiender.
As long as you're still in this world.
Men så länge vi är I världen
we all have enemies.
Så vill vi ha fiender.
We have enemies of fear.
Vi har frykt som fiender.
Enemies of worries.
Bekymring.
Enemies of pain.
Smärta.
Enemies of sickness.
Sjukdom.
All you need is just to bring his presence in the middle of these enemies.
Det du trenger att bringa hans närvaro in I disse bland disse fienderna.
And then the peace comes.
Och så kommer freden.
You know, I've shared this story here before.
Jag har delat den historien för.
My father.
Min far.
My father was not a Christian for a very long time.
Han var ikke en kristen på veldig lang tid.
He has many children. We are 8 of us.
Vi har han har mange barn. Vi 8.
8 of us from my same mother.
Og fra samme mor.
All of us we are Christians.
Og vi alle kristne.
Even including our mother.
Og mor.
But my father was not a Christian.
Men ikke far.
And then each time we tried to preach to him.
Og hver gang vi prøvde å preke for ham.
He would say no.
Så ville han si nei.
But you know what?
Men vet du
he
hva?
Always encouraged us to go to church.
Men han oppmuntret oss til å gå til kirken.
And if for any reason you do not go to church,
og hvis det var en grunn til at du ikke gikk,
he will try to understand why.
Så vil han prøve å forstå hvorfor gikk du ikke?
But he himself had never been to church.
Men han gikk ikke til kirken.
He does not believe in Jesus.
Han trodde ikke på Jesus.
But at a point we stopped preaching to him.
Men på et punkt så stoppet vi å snakke med ham om Jesus.
We only pray for him.
Men vi ba for ham.
So it became a family challenge to pray for him every time.
Så det ble en familieutfordring for oss å be for han hele tiden.
And then one day after he turned 91 years.
Og en dag etter at han hadde fylt 91.
After he turned 91.
Han fylte 91 år.
He woke up one morning.
Så våknet han en morgen.
He was living with my sister then.
Og da bodde han hos min søster.
And he said, I have seen him.
Og så sier han, jeg har sett
I can no longer resist him.
Jeg skal ikke lenger stå imot ham.
I can no longer hold back.
Jeg vil ikke holde tilbake.
I want to be baptized now.
Nå vil jeg bli døpt.
And it was a miracle.
Og det var et mirakel.
And then my father was baptized.
Og så ble min far døpt.
And he became a Christian.
Og så ble han en kristen.
At 91 years.
91 år gammel.
And I talked to him later on.
Og så snakket jeg med han senere.
I said, Papa, how does it feel now to be a Christian?
Og så sa jeg til han, hvordan føltes det å ikke være en kristen?
So he smiled and said.
Så smilte han og sa.
He said, I think I lived a very good life.
Jeg tenker at jeg har levd et godt liv.
I think I've been blessed all my life.
Jeg har vært velsignet hele livet, tenker jeg.
But from that day that I had the baptism.
Men fra den dagen jeg ble døpt.
I never had that kind of peace in my whole 91 years.
Hadde jeg aldri til den dagen hatt den freden jeg har nå.
And I said, what kind of peace is that?
Og hva slags fred det, spurte
jeg. He said, you cannot describe it.
Jeg kan ikke beskrive det.
You cannot describe it.
Du kan ikke beskrive det.
That is the kind of peace that Christ gives.
Det den freden som Kristus gir.
It is indescribable.
Den ubeskrivelig.
You cannot quantify it.
Du kan ikke måle den.
It brings a sense of calmness.
Det bringer et nærvær av ro.
So bring in his presence.
Så å bringe inn hans
nærvær. At the same time, hand it all over to him.
Og gi alt til ham.
Everything, give it unto him.
Gi alle ting til ham.
You see that Bible verse?
Du ser dette bibelverset.
He said, do not be anxious for anything.
Han sier, vær ikke engstelig for noe.
Anything,
for noe.
Anything, no matter how small.
Uansett hvor smått,
as long as it worries you,
så lenge det bekymrer deg,
as long as it troubles your heart,
så lenge det en kamp I ditt hjerte,
do not keep it to yourself.
Ikke hold det for deg selv.
Hand it over to him.
Men gi det til ham.
In everything,
I alle ting,
give it unto him.
Gi det til ham.
It is not a division of labor.
Det har ikke handler ikke om å gjøre et arbeid.
It is not about you do some, I do some.
Det handler ikke om at du gjør noe, jeg gjør
noe. You know, the Bible encourages us.
Men Bibelen oppmuntrer oss.
Bible encourages us to work hard and to pray.
At vi skal jobbe hardt og arbeide.
Because faith without work is dead.
Fordi at tro vil komme.
But when it comes to peace of God,
men når det kommer til Guds fred,
you don't need any work.
Så trenger du ikke noe arbeid.
It is all to him.
Det opp til ham.
And nothing to me.
Og ikke meg.
Remember he says so many times.
Han sier så mange ganger.
He says, bring in your worries.
Bring dine bekymringer.
My yoke is easy.
Mitt åk gang.
So why not trade this off?
Så la oss ikke glemme.
Hand it over to him.
Gi det til ham.
All of them.
Alle ting.
Keep none to yourself.
Ikke hold det for deg selv.
And the peace you will get will be beyond every understanding.
Og freden du får vil være over all forstand.
It is important to meditate on what is good.
Så det godt å meditere på hva som godt.
Meditate on what is true.
Hva som sant.
You see, it is very common.
Det veldig vanlig.
That in the world that we are in today.
At I verden som vi I dag.
With all the noise in the headlines.
Med alt det som av støy og lys.
With everything that we read in the social media, whether true or false.
Overskrifter, enten det sant eller riktig.
It is easy to get panic and get worried in the world.
Så kan du bli tatt av bekymring og panikk.
But when you meditate on what is true and good.
Men når du mediterer I hva som godt og sant.
The psalmist says.
Så sier salmen
det. Psalm 119.
I salme 18.
It says great peace.
At fred.
Great peace have those who meditate on his word.
At stor freden hos de som dveler på hans ord.
It is not just peace.
Det ikke bare fred.
But it's very great peace.
Men det hans fred.
No, it is a Christmas time, right?
Nå det jo jul, ikke det?
It is time that we're going to be feasting on pinnekjøtt, on chocolate, on so many things, right?
Nå skal vi feste på pinnekjøtt og sjokolade og så mye.
I'm almost getting hungry now.
Og jeg blir nesten sulten nå.
Okay, but we have to finish first.
Men vi må bli ferdig først.
So it's time to be feasting on all these wonderful meals.
Vi kommer til å spise så mye god mat.
But let us not forget to feast on the things that are good.
Men la oss ikke glemme å feire det som
godt.
Which
is the scripture.
I skriften,
which is the scripture?
Det skriften.
It says, meditate on what is good. meditate on what is
grunn på det som er godt.
Because that is one way we can have this peace in him.
For det er en måte som vi kan ha denne freden I ham.
That is what the Bible encourages us.
Det er det som Bibelen oppmuntrer oss til.
And another thing that is also important.
Og en annen ting som er viktig.
I mean the last point now.
Det er det siste punktet.
Live that life of peace.
Lev dette livet I fred.
It is very important.
Det er så viktig.
You know, the disciples.
Disiplene.
They were first called Christians.
De ble først kalt kristne.
Because they were living the life of Christ.
For de levde Kristi liv.
Because people could notice that they have been with Jesus.
For folk kunne legge merke til at de hadde vært sammen med
Jesus.
There's
no way you could be with Jesus without being at peace.
Men det var ikke noe sånn at de kunne ikke ha den freden uten å ha vært sammen med ham.
Like I said at the beginning.
Som jeg sa I begynnelsen.
When I accepted to say, okay, I'm going to move.
Når jeg aksepterte det at, okay, jeg flytter.
That peace was there.
Så var den freden der.
And part of the work I do now that I move around different countries in Europe.
Og en del av arbeidet jeg gjør at jeg reiser rundt I ulike land I Europa.
I was in Romania, I think about 3 weeks ago.
Jeg var I Romania for 3 uker siden.
I was to see my colleagues in that place.
Jeg skulle møte kollegene mine på det stedet.
And in the evening we went for dinner.
Og så gikk vi ut for å spise.
And the discussion around the table was, Julius, how in the world did you agree to move to Aberdeen?
Og diskusjonen rundt bordet var, hvordan kunne du godta flytte til Aberdeen?
We think that Norway is actually better.
Vi tror jo liksom at Norge bedre.
But of course, I didn't have too much answers.
Men jeg hadde jo selvfølgelig ikke for mange svar.
It's difficult to preach when there are too many people apart from in the church.
Det er lett, det vanskelig å preke for folk bortsett fra I kirka da.
But when it was time to go.
Men når det var tid å gå,
so one of these senior colleagues, he drove me back to the hotel.
Så var det en som ble, som kjørte meg tilbake
and
til hotellet.
And he was still curious.
Og han var veldig nysgjerrig.
He was still curious, trying to understand.
Han ville prøve å forstå.
He said, because I have had opportunities to move before, but fear did not allow me to do that.
Og jeg forklarte at jeg har hatt mulighet til å flytte før, men frykt har hindret meg fra å gjøre det.
And he said, and I think you look very happy.
Men vi synes du ser så glad ut.
And then I said to him,
så sa jeg til ham,
I said, I am a missionary.
Du skjønner, jeg en missionær.
The work you see me do is not my main job.
Det jobben som du ser at jeg gjør, det jo ikke hovedjobben min.
And that was a bit of a shock.
Og det var litt sjokk for ham.
And he looked at me for a while with mouth open.
Og han så på meg med munnen litt åpen.
I said, I'm on a missionary walk.
Jeg sier at jeg I misjonsarbeidet.
And the next 30 to 40 minutes,
og de neste 40 minuttene,
I was preaching Christ.
Så prekte jeg Kristus for ham.
I said to him,
jeg sa til ham,
maybe,
kanskje,
the reason I'm moving out of Norway,
det ikke handler om å flytte ut av Norge.
Maybe because of just one soul.
Det kanskje på grunn til at jeg flytter
meg, kanskje, one soul that did not know Christ.
På grunn av en sjel som
ikke
kjenner Kristus.
And I said, that soul may be you, actually.
Og den sjel kan det være deg.
If I did not make this move,
hvis ikke jeg hadde gjort dette,
I would not have been here today talking, preaching Christ to you.
Så ville ikke jeg ha vært her og prekt for deg.
So you may be the reason why I have moved.
Så du jo kanskje grunnen til at jeg flytter. So,
okay.
Okay, så.
It took us 45 minutes talking.
Det tok oss 45 minutter.
But he was just listening.
Og han bare hørte.
And I had opportunity to preach Christ.
Og jeg fikk preke Kristus.
For 45 minutes.
For og hans fred.
And he said to me.
Og han sa til meg.
He said, I have to go now.
Jeg må gå nå.
Because what you are saying is very deep.
For det du sier nå veldig dypt.
Did he give his life to Christ right away?
Ga han livet sitt til Jesus der og da?
No.
Nei.
It's not my job.
Det ikke min jobb.
My job is not for him to give his life to Christ.
Mitt jobb ikke at han gir
my job is to preach.
Mitt ansvar
it is the Holy Spirit that convicts.
Det den hellige ånd som
I have done my own part of the job.
Og jeg har gjort min del av
and
jobben.
Whenever I see him again,
og når jeg ser ham igjen,
I continue as a follow-up.
Så fortsetter jeg og følger opp.
You cannot do the work of Christ if you don't have the peace of Christ in you.
Du kan ikke gjøre Guds arbeid hvis ikke du har
you cannot fulfill the great commission unless you have him on the inside.
Du kan ikke oppfylle misjonsbefaling hvis
so
du
you
har
have to live a life of peace as a Christian.
Freden på innsiden som du må ha.
There's no way the world will associate you with Christ if you are not living a life of peace.
You lost me there.
But they got me.
Amen.
I said, there's no way you will live a life of peace without preaching Christ.
Det ikke mulig å leve I Herrens fred uten å preke Kristus.
And you cannot fulfill the great commission with a worrying heart.
Og du kan ikke oppfylle misjonsbefalingen med et bekymret hjerte.
So live that life every day.
Så lev det livet hver dag.
That life of peace.
Det livet av fred.
It radiates from the inside.
Det kommer strømmer fra innsiden.
You see, it is a time of Christmas celebration.
Det tid for jul.
It is that time that we rejoice.
Det den tiden hvor vi gleder oss.
We celebrate the coming of the Prince of Peace.
Hvor vi feirer at fredsfyrsten kom.
When God left heaven and came to us in human form.
När Jesus förlot himlen och kom till jorden.
When he came down to come and bring us the peace himself.
Som människa och som bragte oss fred sig själv.
When he came down to undertake the greatest rescue mission ever.
Han kom på det största räddningsuppdraget som någonsin har varit.
He came to rescue us.
Han kom för att rädda oss.
That is what we are about to celebrate.
Det är det vi firar.
And the question is, spörsmålet är,
tack.
Are we at peace with God?
Har vi fred med Gud?
Are you at peace with him?
Har du fred med honom?
That is always the starting point.
Det är alltid startpunkten.
As we celebrate his coming.
När vi firar hans komme.
Pull back and ask yourself.
Så spör dig själv.
Am I fully at peace with him?
Har jag fullt ut fred med honom?
If you are not.
Hvis du ikke har det.
Well, there's an opportunity here today.
Så är det en anledning här idag.
It doesn't require too much.
Och det kostar inte all världens.
Just open up your heart.
Men öppna ditt hjärta.
He is there standing by the door and knocking.
Han är där och står vid dörren och banker.
All you need is just to accept him on the inside.
Och det du tränger är att ta emot honom.
Even if you have already accepted him.
Selv om du har tagit emot honom.
Request.
Så är spörsmålet.
In this his coming as we celebrate it.
När hans kommer, när vi nu firar det.
That the greatest peace that he can ever give.
Så är den fred som övergår all förstånd.
Becomes our part and portion.
Att det kan få bli en del
he
av oss.
He is here right now with our bountiful gift.
Han är här med sin överströmmande gåva.
And I'm sure that we are here ready to accept and receive it.
Och jag är säker på att han tar emot oss när vi tar emot ham.
And as we do, I pray.
Låt oss be samman.
I say, may the peace of God.
Må den fred.
That peace that transcends all understanding.
Som övergår all förstånd.
That peace that is above what you can comprehend.
Den fred som är mer än det vi kan fatta och förstå.
That peace that comes in even the midst of worries, fears, pain, sickness, disease.
Den fred som kommer mitt i bekymring, sjukdom.
May that peace come over all of us this moment.
Må den freden komma över oss alla i denna stund.
For those of us who are following us on the live stream.
De som följer oss på live stream.
I pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Vi ber i Fadern, Sonen och den Helige Ande.
May you receive that peace that is above every understanding into your life.
Må du få ta emot den freden in i ditt liv.
Even as we live in a world of turbulence and challenges and difficulties.
Mitt i att vi lever i en värld av trängsel och vanskligheter.
May you experience the peace that can come from only him.
Erfar den fred som bara kan komma från honom.
In Jesus name we pray.
I Jesu namn.
And let the church of God say
Amen.
Amen.